This is Dr. Oliveros, dictating on Maria Cervantes. The last name is CERV, like in Victor, AN, like in November, T, like in Tango, E, like in Echo, S, like in Sierra. Cervantes, Maria is the first name. This is the clinical case of a 67-year-old Hispanic female who has a chronic kidney disease secondary to hepatorenal syndrome associated to end-stage liver disease secondary to NASH, who underwent a liver kidney transplant on November the 7th of 2023. Period. This was an at-risk donor after a cardiac. A cardiac death with a kidney donor profile index of 33% who died, say, secondary to the drug intoxication. Period. The CMV situation is positive for the donor and the recipient. The S. Epstein-Barr virus is negative for the donor and positive for the recipient of the graft. The patient has been immunosuppressed with the administration of Prograft, Myfortic, and prednisone. The post-transplant events include C. difficile colitis. The patient got the renal replacement therapy up until November the 22nd of 2023. Period. On November 30th, 2023, the ureteral stent was removed. In December the 29th, 2023, the patient has a BK viremia with a PCR of 4,769. The cell sept was held and the prednisone was increased to 10 milligrams. On February 24th of 2024, C. difficile and BK less than 500. In June 7 of 2024, the MEPRON, that is a PCP prophylaxis, was discontinued. The patient was readmitted to the hospital on July the 20th of 2024, with dilated endometrial cavity that turns to be a fluid retention. Biopsies were negative. The patient had a DNC and that was diagnostic. The patient has shown pancytopenia, a bone marrow biopsy was done. There was left shifting and megaloblastoid myeloid maturation. These findings were worrisome for some involvement by myelodysplastic syndrome. She had a left peritoneal abscess cavity status post, a left peritoneal anal, abscess cavity, status, position, and debridement of the cavity with healing. Today, the patient comes for the first time back into the office after she was released to be seen on a monthly basis at the kidney center, at the office. The patient is alert, is oriented, is in no distress, doesn't have any nausea, vomiting, or abdominal pain, has been tolerating the diet, adequate bowel movements, the nice fever, cough, sputum production, no evidence of chest pains, palpitations, or skipping beats. Everything is negative. The patient is a status post disease donor, liver kidney transplant. The kidney function has been adequate. In the laboratory workup, the latest, that is a report on September the 19th with a creatinine of 1.35, BUN of 26, estimated GFR is 43, serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The patient has tendency to develop hyperkalemia. She's taking Lokelma, and we will continue the patient on Lokelma. The albumin is 3.8, the total bilirubin is 0.7. Alkaline phosphatase 73, AST 13, ALT 14. The patient has a microalbumin creatinine ratio below 30. The hemoglobin is 9.2. I have to point out that the patient was referred to the cancer center. Infusions of iron, as well as the administration of Procrit, is carried on by the Florida Cancer Center. The latest hematocrit was 29.6%. The platelet count is 133,000. The tacrolimus level has been 3.9 to 4.1. And the patient continues to take mycophenolate and prednisone 5 milligrams on a daily basis. Period paragraph, the diabetes mellitus has been elevated, especially during the daytime. The patient is taking 20 units of Lantus in the morning. And the Humalog, a total of 24 units average given on daily basis. For that reason, I'm going to take the liberty to increase the Lantus to 25, monitor the daily blood sugar, and follow the sliding scale and notify me the results of the sliding scale. I gave the information to call me and text me with these details in order to help her efficiently. The urinalysis is completely negative. There is no activity in the urinary sediment. And as mentioned before, there is no proteinuria. At the present time, we are going to continue the follow-up on a monthly basis. And we are going to follow the recommendations. But the transplant team. In terms of BK virus in blood, CMV, hepatitis C activity, ultrasounds, bone densitometry, and we get also along with the primary and the liver transplant. Revaluation in a month with laboratory workup, the time spent reading the referral, 45 minutes, in the face-to-face, 40 minutes, in the documentation, 20 minutes.